What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors of said disorder. Said toxic people, said toxic traits. Y'all get it. Today's episode is going to be about, do narcissists care about anybody other than themselves? That's the question of the hour, isn't it? So many people ask this question right here. Do narcissists care about anybody other than themselves? And let me go ahead and look, I already know what y'all want to say. I got you pegged. Nope, narcissists only care about themselves. Y'all, it might... Oh, goodness gracious. Here we go. Let's take this ride. Get in the self-aware narcissist vehicle right here, y'all. It might come as a shock to you, but a lot of narcissistic people do possess the ability to care about other people, to care about people other than themselves. Now, how much they care about that person is up for interpretation and whatnot. Well, not up for interpretation. The closer you are to them, the more direct your connection to them, the greater they can care about you. Like, they can care about their kids, and, you know, we can care about our kids and our family members more than we care about other people outside this family dynamic. The closer you are to us in relation and proximity, the more likely we are to care about you. I know most people feel that way. But the operative question is, you know, do they care about other people? But more, you know, can narcissists care about anybody other than themselves? Yes. But do they care about anybody more than themselves? That's the thing right there. That I would just say, it's hard to find a narcissistic person that cares about somebody else more than they care about themselves. And that's just me giving my perspective on it, y'all. Y'all can follow some other stuff on Narcissist page and, you know, ask them their viewpoint on it. They probably disagree because, you know, everybody disagrees with what I say, blah, 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 because I pander to victims and I'm just trying to sleep with people, blah, blah, blah. Y'all get it. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all understand the whole dynamic. But narcissistic people can actually care about people other than themselves, y'all. Like, I love and care for my kids. I love and care for my wife, my siblings, and things like that, you know. But anybody else, y'all, I just don't have a lot of emotional energy to go around. So giving that care or empathy to anybody else, that's where it just comes in. That's where it goes downhill. The further you are away from me, the less I care. You know what I mean? I feel like I have more cognitive empathy than emotional empathy. And I think most narcissistic people will say the same thing. They have more cognitive empathy than emotional empathy. Like, we have emotional empathy, but it's just not enough for every damn person. And just me personally, y'all, I feel like too much empathy can actually be used against you. I feel like too much empathy can be weaponized against you. I feel like too much empathy can get you taken advantage of, can get you manipulated, can get your mind messed up. You mean, I feel like too much empathy is not a good thing. I know, again, people are going to disagree with me on that one. Lee, you just don't know what empathy is because you're the devil, the spawn of Satan. You know, you need more empathy. You should practice blah, 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 blah. I understand the dynamic. Trust me, y'all. I've been doing this and talking about this for over 3 years now. And almost 4 years. I started this in July of 2019. It's crazy. Y'all didn't see me till May of 2020, but I started this in July of 2019. So it's been almost 4 years of me talking about this and learning more and developing more and getting more skills and understanding my viewpoints more. Like, the closer you are to me, yes, the more I care for you. But people outside the inner circle kind of don't get the emotional connection. You see what I'm saying? You get a cognitive connection. Like, I can have friends. I can have associates. I can have people I like. You know what I mean? But given too much empathy, I just feel like it's also this is coming from... Take this with a grain of salt or two, several, take this with several grains of salt. This is coming from the perspective of a diagnosed narcissist. So if you are in a relationship with it, and y'all, rewinding a little bit because he doesn't want to give people false hope. This is not me telling you to stay in your toxic relationship because I just said a narcissist could care about you. This is not me saying that. This is not me advocating for that in any way, shape, or form. I know people are going to still hear me say that. People will literally hear me say what I just said and be like, nope, you just gave me hope and I'm going to take it and run with it. Look, I'm telling you that they can, not that they do. They can care about people other than themselves. Not that they do. There's a difference. They can care about you, but sometimes they don't. They can care about their pets, but sometimes they don't. They can love and cherish their kids, but sometimes they don't. There's a certain sector of narcissistic people that don't give a damn. I'm gonna keep it hot. They don't care about their kids. They don't care about you. They care more about themselves and only about themselves. Those are the certain type of narcissistic people where you get that there's no connection to them. You know, there's you get more to the, you know, the sociopathy, the psychopathy, where they don't really have human connection. You know, they don't connect. But you're average. I'm not average or anything. Your regular run of the mill person with narcissistic personality disorder or highly narcissistic traits can care about other people. Y'all care about a lot. I'm not gonna lie. I don't care about a lot of people, but the people I do care about, I care deeply for. You know, I will go to a war to battle for my brothers and my sisters, you know, and my wife and my kids. I will do that. But anybody outside of that, I'm like, nyeh. Some of my closest friends, yeah, I will go to war for some of them. But some of them, I'm just like, you started this war. You fight it on your own. You know what I mean? Because I've had friends that have had to do that before here recently. You know what I mean? Had to cut friends off. Like, really good. Like, another episode coming soon, y'all going to see me give a powerful personal description of a narcissistic friend that I've actually experienced in my real life. And no, I'm not going to out anybody, but it's going to be a very powerful episode. It's going to come from the heart because my heart got broken, my friend. But yeah, you can care about, but I will say this about a lot of narcissists, that we are careful with who we care with because we're scared to get hurt. We're scared of those abandonment issues. We're scared of giving the wrong person too much effect, too much affection, too much love, too much care, and then that person leave us. That person abandon us like everybody else did. That person hurts us. We become too vulnerable to this person. This person knows too much about us. We give this person too much. We allow this person inside of our circle, and they broke our hearts. They broke our trust. So we can't, like, so we're going to be even more careful with who we allow in the circle. We're going to be even more careful with who we allow in our lives and the people that surround us. We're going to be even more careful with that. You know what I mean? That's how it goes right there. You know what I mean? But that's the dynamic that you face, y'all. That's the dynamic that a lot of people face in this situation. That narcissistic people, they can care about other people, but sometimes they don't. That's the question you have to ask yourself. That's what I'm telling you. Ask yourself, look at, well, Lee, how can we tell if they care about us? How are they treating you? How can we tell if they love their kids? How are they treating those kids? How are they treating you? How are they treating the people around them? But they treat the people around them better, though, Lee. See, you lying now, Lee. I caught you. We caught you. Because why do they treat people so far away, like their coworkers and the people on social media? Why do they treat them so much better? The people they meet in real life, why do they treat everybody else so much better than they treat me? Image. They pretend to care about the other person. They pretend to be very, very good people to other people, so their image can be withheld. Their image can be held up. It's about image, not about really caring about other people. You know, they'll give a homeless person money, or a person without a house, a person that's low on income or low on something, they'll give that person some money and smile in their face and then turn around and be like, oh, that was pathetic. He's a pathetic person. You see what I'm saying? Looks. Sometimes it's for the image. They will give, while you video recording me from the back, I got a frown on my face. You think I'm smiling and happy because I'm helping somebody? I got a frown on my face. Oh, goodness gracious. Of course, my mic popped off. Give me a second, y'all. Bear with me. I gotta upgrade my camera, y'all. I really, really do. But yeah, narcissists can care about other people, but sometimes they don't. And do narcissists care about anybody more than they care about themselves? Like, do we care about anybody more than we care about ourselves? I struggle with that, y'all. I still struggle to this day with emotional, like, connecting more emotional empathy. And the only way I can do that, y'all, is to take my time. Like, how do narcissists work on their empathy? Take our time and just feel it. Allow ourselves to feel it. Not repress it. When we feel emotions coming up, to not repress it. We have an instant. We have a part of us. I close my eyes when I talk sometimes, y'all, because they help me get more to it. We have a part of us that allows us. They say we have a part of us that helps us even more. We have a part of us that, like, shuts off the emotional connection when we feel like we're getting too close, when we feel like we're getting scared, when we feel like the abandonment issues are being kicked in, when we feel like we're being too vulnerable. There's a part of us that kicks in. What I've had to do over the last 5-6 years of therapy is to just get in between that process. When I see the emotions coming up, I can allow them to come through. I can see it, because typically I will shake it off. Sometimes you'll see me about the experience and emotion in real life, I'll shake it off. I don't want to feel it. But now I acknowledge that the emotion exists. I acknowledge that the emotion is real and things like that. And I allow myself to experience it more. It allows me to connect to my kids more. It allows me to connect to my wife more. It is tough work, y'all. I'm just telling y'all, I'm not trying to get y'all to feel sorry for the narcissist or toxic person in your life, but it is absolutely tough to deal with being in this mindset all the time, being like scared that people are going to hurt you all the time. It is a tough mindset to be in. And again, I feel like I got to repeat this 100 times because y'all just, some people don't listen. This is not me trying to get you to feel sorry for your toxic ass partner who's been treating you, who possibly could be treating you horribly. Not to feel like, they hurt me because they don't know what they're doing or they can't help it. No, hell no. This is not me trying to tell you to do that, y'all. Understand that if they wanted to, they would. My friend Nia Renee says that. She said, if they wanted to, they would. If they wanted to work on themselves, they would. They would push through that pain. They would push through the shame. They would push through the hurt and work on themselves. I feel like this is what a lot of people have to realize. If they wanted to, they would, y'all. Seriously. Anyways, y'all, Orlando, Florida. Orlando, Florida in-person workshop coming up on May the 20th, 2023. If y'all watching the movie later on, watching this video later on. Link is in the description, or you can go to rawmotivationscoaching.com to check out the registration for the event in Orlando, Florida. There's only like 23 seats left for that. Also, the Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. Lee Hammack Self-Love is available on Amazon. Here you go, right here. Check out Lee Hammett Self-Love on Amazon. If you've already got the journal, leave me a good review on there, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and like and subscribe to the channel. I'm doing my live show, my live call-in show more often here, too. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.